Planet Rock Breakfast, this is Paul Anthony. So our first weekender is happening the 6th to the 8th of December in Great Yarmouth. It's going to be cold, but we're going to be indoors. It's going to be OK. Headlining the Saturday night, it's Hawkwind. Headlining the Sunday night, Uriah Heep. A cast of thousands, the Planet Rock presenters. We've got Rocky Oki, we've got the Ultimate Anorak Quiz. And now we can officially confirm, we have Al Murray's band, T-34, on the bill.
Yes, we've been, well, retirement's not the right word, mothballs. We've been brought out of mothballs. It's very exciting. I've even played Great Yarmouth as a comic, so to go there in my musical capacity is very exciting.
Now, the last time I saw you playing live, it was outdoors, yeah. And it was absolutely sweltering. You were in full military uniform. It's not going to be quite the same kind of ambiance.
No, it isn't, no. It's going to be the bracing sea air, isn't it? It's going to be bracing sea air. It's going to be the Planet Rock listeners. I'm very excited about this, actually.
It's not a festival per se, because, as I mentioned, there's far more going on. Rocky Oki, for example, I reckon we ought to get you on that, you know, from behind the kit, singing with a live band.
You know what? The thing about singing is I make it look very difficult, if I'm honest with you. I mean, I'll have a go. To be honest, I'm game. I'll give it a punt. Why not?
I tell you what we ought to do, you know. We mentioned this when you first launched your show, Defender of the Planet Rock Tradition, a couple of months ago. We mentioned that I was, bar none, the best air drummer. Maybe we can have an air drum off between us.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, I think possibly. Well, yeah, we set up two air drum kits at the front of a stage. So a stool each, that's it. And we have an air drum off. I'm up for that. Yeah, definitely.
Sounds good to me. As far as the T-34 gig is concerned, is it going to be the usual kind of standard classics that you dig out? Because you've got quite a few in this, haven't
you? Yeah, it's just standards, rock and roll standards. And we've got a whole load of, we've learned a load of Elvis, but we've kind of mashed the Elvis up and made it a lot more rock and roll. So we might be doing that. I'm not sure. Because we did have a project called Red Elvis, which is the idea that Elvis defects to the Soviet Union in 1959 and then is sent back by the Russians to destroy America. And he succeeded on his mission. And he didn't die. He was simply called back to Russia. So we've got like a set that's like that would be Elvis, communist Elvis.
I guess as well, since you've been doing Defender of the Planet Rock Tradition, Sunday mornings at 10 here on Planet Rock, there's a lot more classics that maybe you've forgotten about that you've been playing. And you probably thought, do you know what? That could be in a set.
Well, the thing is a lot of it, that's been the great thing about the show, is I've been playing so much music where you just think, oh, it'd be great to do that. But you know what? The other thing you realise is so much of it is the spirit of how it's played and the people playing it. And I don't know that, you know, some of the things you think that's off limits will never ever capture that much.
I don't know that some of the things you think that's off limits will never ever capture that much.